Bernard, commiserations on the loss, but hopefully the pig and tender will lay on a very nice feed there for you in the under-17s because you got yourself through to a grand final. Don, no Don Ewing Cup, but four teams in the tournament, but you've got to be happy with what your boys have done.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. Very happy with our boys. A young team, a lot of Year 9, Year 10 boys, and they're up against the best, the cream, from playing for Moree today. But no, it was good. Good experience for a lot of these young fellas up against a hard team. Size was good today, and if we had a bit more size for us, it would have been better. But no, it was good experience there, Jonathan. Great day here at Pirate. It's a big learning curve for our boys. This is our third grand final. Maybe next year with Robbo and I might get a win.
Where are the mixture of kids coming from? Are they mainly coming from one particular school? May it be McCarthy, where you're at, Corinna as well?
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. They're a mixture of kids. We've got boys from Cal Rossi. We've got McCarthy. We've got Corinna. We've got Tamworth High. And we've also got three boys from Farrah, which were great. So, you know, it was a real good mix of young fellas, and they've trained well all season. And to get to the grand final, probably our great games this year were Narrabri and then Pirates and then this one in the grand final. So they should have fond memories of the season and take their netter next year.
It's disappointing we've only got four or five teams in the actual tournament. It's just something clubs are missing out on, aren't they? Because it's the best time of your life when you set a lot of the foundations, not only in your rugby career, but also growing from being a boy to a man to be influenced by others up the chain.
Yeah, I think also playing in a club, you know, you get that atmosphere of club camaraderie and things like that. I know schools you get it, but coming into a club, it's just another facet of the rugby fraternity and things like that. And yeah, you can see here today, it's just a wonderful day here at Pirates. They really put on a great spectacle. It's a good field. Yeah, I'd like to see more clubs getting a 17s team or a 16s team, because that's your building blocks for your club. I really feel the Central North need to push those clubs that haven't. If they don't have a team, they should penalise them. That's the heartbread of the rugby, mate.
Well, of course, you coached the New South Wales side to a Triple C title earlier this year in the 16s.
Probably most of the kids were Sydney boys, Western Sydney boys. We had a few boys from country. Our captain was from country. He was an orange boy, great fella. But yeah, that was a great experience for me, going down there with another fella from Orange, Nathan Short, great fella, and he's my forwards legend. Yeah, no, it was good, and a great experience. That's a short turnaround too, so we get the boys pretty quickly, train them up and get them out there, and that's just another level of coaching, mate, so yeah. Thank you.
Of course, combined Catholic colleges, what's the state of rugby within that? You've been really blessed with McCarthy to not only have somebody like Matthew Leonard that's come through, played for Australian schoolboys 10, 15 years ago, but also you've got the magnificence that is Patrick A. Ryan, and he's done the full journey straight through to the Wallabies. If we want to see more of is those country kids come through the combined Catholic colleges system and play the representative games.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's a good opportunity for the boys to work hard up here, then test themselves in Sydney with the other competition, test themselves against Newcastle teams, test themselves then further for Sydney teams. We've got all these wonderful gyms here in town, and I'd fully support these boys getting into the gyms. And you've got to be big, you've got to be 80 to 90, 100 kegs, and fit. So fitness is the number one thing. Skills and strength. All the best to all the coaches out there for the season. And yeah, certainly enjoyed coaching down at Magpies, mate.
You're a former development officer here, of course, 10, 15 years ago. Friday night rugby, has that been something that's been beneficial, or is it just something where kids say, right, we play a rugby on Friday night, and that could be a bit of a handbrake for the 17s and 19s? And also, how's Walshy going? Because he certainly works like a Hindu god, doesn't he?
Walshy's doing a great job, mate. Any guy who travels around this northern New South Wales promoting rugby, they've got their work cut out for them. But it's good. I think Friday night's good for your schools, but again, the schools got to help with their clubs too. So, you know, all these zones that have within the zone, yeah. Those schools, you know, some of those PE teachers got to get out and do some active work, yeah, with the kids, and you'll see the benefits working with kids on the weekends. You know, from Scone to Moree, yeah, they haven't got 17, 16s, they need to do some work there. Inverell, two high schools up there, they should be having a team. Inverell always had great footballers, yeah, up there. So it's up to us to push the word, spread the word, because it's a great game. You travel the world with it. You know, as you said before, Paddy Ryan, outstanding. He really kicked on later, but, you know, he was here at the Pirates playing here, and just a great fella. Paddy comes back and talks and helps the juniors out.
Thanks for your time. We wish you all the best, and congratulations on getting to the grand final, but your work you're doing with the Triple C as well is outstanding.